This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending July 23rd. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 200.09, which was $4.62 lower compared to the previous Friday. And there were 733 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including the daily spot cutout, it was at 200.63, which was $3.51 lower, and it is still very close to that daily close on Friday. And there were 7,184 total loads sold, which was 566 loads higher than the previous week, and one of the few weeks over 7,000 loads recently, which helps us out quite a bit. The formula sales were at 3,345 loads, which was 61 loads higher than last week, and it was about 47% of the total volume. Exports, as reported on this box beef report, were 1,098 loads, which was 360 loads higher compared to the previous week. And there has been very few times over 1,000 loads lately. So this is a big number at a time when we really need it. 198 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and a whopping 900 loads were shipped overseas, which was another big weekly jump during the last 2 weeks for those overseas exports. The outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,428 loads, which was 143 loads higher than last week, and a very important number because the outfront products were sold much closer to the current formula and spot prices. This is the first time that has happened in a while. One of the biggest outfront sales were about 1.4 million pounds of choice ribeyes that were similar price compared to the formula prices, but they were $2 to $18 above the current negotiated prices, which were a little lower than the formula prices. Also, almost 2 million pounds of round products that were priced very close to the formula and negotiated prices, some a little bit lower and some a little bit higher than the current prices. Most of the other products were below the current formula prices, but not near as depressed as we have talked about in the past few months. And on Friday, the cow cutout was 172.92, which was about a dollar lower, and those 90% trimmings were about a dollar lower at 217.54 compared to the previous Friday. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending July 16th showed that week we passed for import 22,147 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 3,500 metric tons higher than the previous week, but about 3,000 metric tons lower than last year. And the year-to-date total tonnage was 13% below last year. Australia was down 33% and New Zealand was down 9% compared to last year, but Canada was up 12% and Mexico was also up 12%. And year-to-date, we are still currently about 90,000 metric tons below last year at this time. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.